Second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, Paul's relationship with Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, who I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience, how unceasing is my remembrance of you in my prayers, night and day, longing to see you, remembering your tears, wanting to be filled with joy for you. I am often reminded of the sincere faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded dwells in you also. Living up to potential. For which cause I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but suffer hardship with the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before times eternal, but has now been manifest by the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, of which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher, for which cause I suffer also these things. Yet I am not ashamed, for I know him whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. This you know, that all that are in Asia turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he diligently searched for me and found me. The Lord grant to him that he find the mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many ways he gave service to me at Ephesus, you know very well.